Hello again, welcome to Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, thanks for coming again. And this post is called Innate Deception, Idolatry and Politics. Again, Innate Deception, Idolatry and Politics. It's a conclusion that I've come to, that a person who trusts or who puts any trust or investment in politics or a politician will, in one way or another, end up being deceived. We Gentiles have a divine mandate to avoid actively worshipping idols. I believe that what flows from that from pondering on this prohibition is a much lower tolerance for lies and deception. Isn't that part of what idolatry is? Deception? When one is deceived or one deceives oneself, deludes oneself into putting active investment into some aspect of creation, believing it has more power over the world than it actually does? A deception. Yet it is a preoccupation of many, too many, to place their hopes in powerful gangs and gang members with all sorts of justifications, thinking that what is essentially immoral can make a moral change in the world. I remember the justifications for Trumpism, that he wasn't a career politician or a politician, but as an outsider, he could do some great thing in the whitewashed tombstone, the symbol of death and murder called the White House. Now just think about that logic. Oh, he wasn't part of the gang of murderers, thieves and robbers. He was an outsider who had some affiliations with that gang. So now he can come into the gang, become a bandit as well, and we can see some great moral change. Really. Now, do you see the problem? I held back, didn't I? I didn't want to be blunt. Silly me. Still trying to please people. Let me try again. Do you see the idiocy in such thinking? And does anyone see the results of such faith? Continued warmongering, possible selling of arms to Saudi Arabia, wanting to steal guns from people first and then to think about due process, the legislation about abortion that crops up during his reign, and that's just a tip of the iceberg. And I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube where Trump supporters will say, well, you know, these days we've got much lower unemployment and the economy is rising. You see, as I've said in other places, when you support these people, when you support these parties, you don't just support the angels, the good, but you also support the evil. You can't cut one away from the other. You can't say, hey, I'm only supporting this guy because he's going to do a lot of good, when the very organization he's going to become part of does evil all the time. My God, in fact, I think it's innately evil. But hey, that's just my view. All I'm saying is there's an idiocy in this sort of thinking, that because some things go good, that the bad is somehow washed away by the blood of Jesus. Anyway, and the Brits here in the UK, the Brits have put their faith in the mob rule, labelled as democracy, to direct their own band of trespassers, murderers and robbers, to get them to leave a more distant band of tyrants called the EU. And the laughable, hilarious fiasco that has persisted throughout. I mean, come on. All those years ago, where they voted, we will leave, the EU. And the way the politicians have messed them about. Oh, the faith that they put in these. Oh dear. But it doesn't matter. The sheep still trust the wolves. The sheep still trust a farmer who's plumping them up for wool and for their meat. See, were the ancient idolaters more wise? I mean, at least their imagined gods ascribed the good that happens were supposed to be greater than man. The pharaohs of old were meant to be gods or descended from gods and thus were somehow different. But the idolaters of today see men of flesh and blood. They know the gang to just be a bunch of human beings and still believe that they can be greater than us or make moral change or that they can be trusted. I mean, can you believe that? The people who vied, who fought for power over others can be trusted. My God, I wouldn't be surprised if we're all doomed. And that's it. Ending on a happy note. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.